Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to another Anime NYC 2019 podcast special. I am your King David Akevan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Today, you are going to hear an interview with illustrator Volfan. Born and raised in Taiwan, Volfan first made waves with his Challenge magazine contributions that then evolved into his own book series, Colorful Dreams. But it was his work with Nisi Yoisen on the iconic Monogatari light novel series that made him a household name for Japanese pop culture fans everywhere. For this interview, B3 was joined by Game Press, My Anime List, AllComic.com, the Organization of Antisocial Geniuses, and Anime Herald. So take a seat and relax in a deity-filled cafe with this Anime NYC 2019 interview special with Volfan.
I'm Shami from My Anime List. My first question is, in the past, you have said that you have more confidence in your photography than in your art, but we couldn't find any photography books or exhibition by you. Is this something you have considered?
我自己在摄影上面有接过那个室内空间摄影，然后有出过摄影集，可是是自己自费出版的摄影集。
So he actually has taken jobs, and the job is for interior, so pictures of interiors of rooms. So he actually had self-published a book of those the photography, that's the photographs that are from this collection.
Do you have any notes on the character design process for Monogatari, or any specifics that you'd like to talk about?
出版社会给希望画什么角色，但是要做什么动作，或者它是背景是怎么样，这是由我这边和台湾这边编辑大家去思考，然后去完成。So
if there are notes from the Japanese publishers or from the on the Japanese side as to which character they would want on the cover, but they don't give him that much notes on like what this person should be doing or what the background should be. So that's a decision that's made between the editors in Taiwan and Volfan.
My name is Justin from the Organization of Antisocial Geniuses. What was your first thought when you were assigned to illustrate the Monogatari series? Did you know about Nisi Yoisen?
我因为我一直很喜欢动漫，所以我在之前就看过西游维新的作品。我看的是一本叫做《戏言》系列的斩首循环这本书。Just explain
the first part.
Yeah. So he actually, because he's also very much into anime and manga, so he actually had read something by Nisho Ishin before he got this assignment.
The book that he first read is
戏言
，Zarigodo. I'm
サレ事ってさ、
振り切り最後、
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 振り切り
最後、
Decapitation最後。
Right. Yeah. 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 So we're trying to voice our info into the recorders. So we get the basic command. And what was the password? What was that? Okay, thanks.
I'm Varun from AllComic. In Call for Dreams, you mentioned that you were a fan of Yuzo Takada's work and Yu Yu Hakusho in your youth. What in particular about these series was so compelling to you?
因为我从小就很喜欢看日本的漫画，那就是因为一直看日本漫画，所以会看到什么，那时候就会学什么。像幽白书，大概是我13、14岁左右的时候受到它的影响，我会画里面的角色。嗯，对。那之后的话也会。因为喜欢不同的作品，然后去学他的画风，他的角色这样子。
So because he is, he's always been a manga and anime fan. So whenever he kind of had been in touch with or contact with at the time, like for example, Yu Hakusho, he had contact with it when he was about 13, 14, like around the age when he was really starting to get into drawing. So the style of the artist really influenced him. And you know, you just copy in the beginning. So that's like kind of how he developed his own style.
那比较年纪比较轻的时候是会去模仿。那如果但是到后来就是到一个那个大概大学的时候，变成说虽然看到很喜欢，可是我可能会学他们的精神，而不是学他们的。
So when he was younger, he would just simply copy or imitate the style. But then as he got older, so let's say in college, then he would kind of replicate the essence of the character as opposed to the entire character.
Hi there. My name is Evan Borgo. I'm a writer and podcaster for The Electric Sisterhood and Boston Bass Brigade. As just mentioned, your 2006 collection, Colorful Dreams, finally got released here in America last month. You pulled some real-life experiences from your life in Taiwan to make those short stories, but which one would you say was the most personable to you?
I actually had a question about this. Is it personable or personal? Like, as in, like, real?
Personal, actually.
Yeah, okay, okay.
我自己很喜欢那个有一篇叫九份的咖啡店，
嗯
嗯，那个英文是
a cafe， it's just a cafe，
yeah。
So he 是为什么呢？
因为那虽然它的片名中文片名叫九份，算是地名，
嗯，
但是其实我并没有去画那个地方的特色，
嗯，
就是我没有画出像是譬如说什么101还是什么那种地标性的东西，我是画一个氛围，因为在这个地方它总是阴雨绵绵的。
So his one of his favorites from Colorful Dreams is the story called A Cafe. That's
the two monsters.
Right, it was the two monsters, but it's set in a place called Jiufen, which is a city in Taiwan. However, he didn't try to draw any like landmarks in Jiufen. What he tried to replicate was that kind of atmosphere, was kind of like eerie, kind of creepy, especially after dark. So that's what he was trying to do, and he really liked this story.
那事实上，因为这篇故事里面是有台湾的那个文化角色，那两个他说是 monster 的，其实是神明。
Oops. No, he said that it actually has a very Taiwanese elements in it, and those two spirits that you refer to as monsters, they're actually what Taiwanese people believe to be gods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 那一篇故事是说神明来喝咖啡，那他们不付钱，但是他们给你好运，类似这样。
So basically, the premise of the story is that the gods would come and have coffee at your place, at your cafe. They won't pay.In cash, but they will pay you in good luck.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what.
Man, I love that story too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, you're welcome. You.
All right. Next round.
Justin, this time from my anime list. In a series dominated by female characters, it's funny that many Monogatari fans claim the best girl of the series is actually Kaiki. In general, your illustrations are very dominated by female characters.But we've heard that you used to draw mainly male characters. Could you tell us a bit more about this, and if we can look forward to more Kaikis in the future?
我就像一般的男孩子一样，小时候喜欢机器人怪兽，然后再来喜欢机器人，然后喜欢画热血的 热血的那漫画男角色。
嗯，
对。然后到青春期的时候，喜欢可爱的女孩子。对，然后一直到八十几岁、九十几岁、一百岁，都还是喜欢可爱的女孩子。
So his evolution basically is like he started, you know, like any guy and boy, I guess, starts liking monsters first, and then he would move on, evolve to liking robots, liking to draw robots, and then he would draw these manly man, you know, is like, you know, like the Street Fighter or something. But then he then would eventually evolve to liking cute girls, and he thinks that would just be his trend. He's just continue with the cute girls. Yeah, so.
Recall from previous interviews, your favorite character is Shinobu. Well, this question is kind of different, but like, would you care to go into more detail about like some of this stuff or your thought process while creating this illustration right here?
一开始的时候，大家都知道故事的比较一开始的时候，小忍他是一个很算是很阴沉，然后Shinobu是一个很阴沉，然后没有什么话的角色。对，那到后面他会随剧情可能会有更比较活泼演出。对，那我在作画的时候也会比较留意这一点。
所以刚才那张画就是在过程的哪一个部分，你会不记得？
它就是跟故事是相关联的。对。
So initially Shinobu was a character that's kind of like darker and more moody and brooding, but then as the story progressed, then you know she became livelier and happier. So basically behind every cover, besides the relevance to the stories themselves, it's also he has that thought process of where she has evolved in mind when he's creating.
How would you first say, how would you say your style has changed when you first started illustrating to professionally to today?
以前喜欢男生好像容易被误会，
或者是越来越上手，或者是设计上面
啊，
进步。
我觉得对我有点画图的风格改变最大的差异是有两个，一个是加入了故事性，那另外一个是加入了重视光影这两件事情。
嗯嗯，
对。那故事性的和光影都是跟摄影有关系。
嗯，
对。所以我觉得拍照摄影对我有点影响非常大。
So there are two things specifically. One is that he has put more attention to the story.And the second one is that he has paid more attention to the shadowing, so the light and shadow and the kind of the contrast. And he thinks that both of them actually relate to his personal hobby of photography. So he thinks that has influenced him in his art.
So since you have shared your artwork online for an incredibly long time, do you feel that social media has become a vital asset to artists?
其实我觉得自我经营就是在 SNS 上面分享自己的作品是现在就是创作者一定要做的事情。
嗯，
对。但是如果投入过多的话，又会有那种创作时间会被剥夺的感觉。
嗯，
对。所以对我而言，我是在作画之余，我才会去那个经营这些东西。对，
所以不会特别去宣传啊，或者
对对对，不会花太多的时间在上面。
He actually doesn't spend too much time in social media. He mostly now, he thinks putting it on social media, his creations on social media is a must now for creators, for artists. However, because if you pay too much attention to it, it's going to affect your art style or what you produce. So he only pays attention to it when he has time, he has a break.
After work. After he has the work and time and resource to do it. But number one is obviously to make the artwork right and good. So, and he does say that Twitter is kind of a main platform that he personally uses right now as well.
除了 Twitter 以外，其他的有主要的平台吗？
我比较常去的是 Facebook 和 Twitter.
So Facebook and Twitter are his main platforms.
Maybe you might have touched a little bit about it in one of the previous questions, but out of all the characters that you've designed for the Monogatari franchise, who are you the most proud of to be bringing to life?
觉得大概就是西诺普，还有894，还有福子，还有那个 大概是这三个吧。
So, you're saying that the most proud, three characters are number one, Shinobu and Chikuji, and Nariko. These three, you mean, three girls, you know, artist work, design.
Good, thanks.
All right, thank you. Round three, please.
Is this a final question?
No, no, we can keep going.
No, we can keep going.
Keep going. Going. Yeah. Yeah, like that, so we can probably go through like six rounds.
Hi, 我是跟 my analyst 张汉强。So, to portray the emotions of characters, you mentioned listening to music to set the mood. Do you have some favorite artists or soundtracks that you listen to frequently or go to specifically for certain moods?
我通常都会听比较轻松的音乐，那介于就是比较轻松，但是不是那种会让人家睡着音乐。对，那我通常都是用 Spotify 歌单放一些爵士乐，或者是台湾的一些流行乐。嗯。
So he likes like light music, like ballad style music, but not music that will make you sleep, for obvious reasons. So he would just use Spotify and then he would play a playlist of like soft music or Taiwanese pop songs, like ballad style, very gentle music.
对，那我喜欢连续听的音乐都是类似的调性，我不喜欢那种，譬如说原本是很轻松音乐，然后有一首突然很慷慨激昂，或有一首突然很热血。对，我就是全部都是类似的调性的音乐。
Yeah, and he prefers to keep it that way, like a not playlist that will suddenly have one that's like very quick beat or very different style. He just likes to keep everything very even and gentle.
Consistent.
Yeah, consistent.
And, he also mentioned jazz.
Jazz music as well.
And that's Spotify.
Yeah. But not like a specific artist, per se.
I think, I believe you have an architecture background as well.
And 建筑系。
So how do you think the architecture has affected your art throughout like photography or drawing as well?
大概有两件事情，第一件事情就是学会熬夜。
Number one, he learned to pull all nighters. Well, maybe not all nighters, but like work late into the night, late night.
对，
还有。
第二件事情就是那个掌握那个空间的感觉。
And also perspective in terms of space. So that gave, being an architecture major helped him kind of be able to visualize that.
So Colorful Dreams is the first art book that's now available in the U.S. Can you discuss some of the challenges of bringing this over, and working on a remastered version for a new audience, basically?
原本 Colorful Dreams 是那个只是要重新请设计师设计，然后就变成美国版的。但是后来呢，我觉得那些图已经太久以前了，然后我就希望能够调整角色的脸。对，先放什么？
So initially, it was just going to be hiring a designer to kind of redesign the text and the layout and the format of the illustrations. But then he felt like, oh, the characters look kind of old and, you know, out of time. So he wanted to fix that, like, as well.
但是当我只有调整他的脸的时候，发现背景有很多透视也都画错了。那如果我只有改脸的时候，背景不变的时候，就是有点像是合成照片一样，对。
But,
那让我非常难过，所以到最后我就全部都重画了。
Because if you just change the characters or the in the illustrations, and then it doesn't really mesh with the background because then it looks like the character is just superimposed onto this older background.So in the end, he ended up redoing or touching up on everything almost.
So, 但我觉得最难的地方就是说，编辑阻止我把它完全重画。但是那样，因为那样子可能会花掉半年的时间。
But he thought the most difficult part was that the editor had stopped him from redoing everything. But that's also because it would take over half a year for him to do that. So good job, editor.
So you cited Makoto Shinkai as a major inspiration for the rendering of light in your illustrations. So I was curious, which of Shinkai's films has resonated with you most as an artist?
我在那个我看过影响最大的是他的早期的动画是 Hoshino no Koe. 那个
Voices of a Distant Star.
Yes.
Yeah.
那时候我受到他非常感动，因为他的画面虽然没有现在那么精美，可是他的气氛强大的非常强烈，而且他那时候人物也没有很成熟，但是画面却非常让人感动。
So the reason it's that particular work is not to say that the art is the most sophisticated. However, even with his technique at the time, he's able to bring through the atmosphere that he wanted and the feeling that he wanted, the emotions that he wanted to portray.
对，然后那时候我就理解了，不一定要画的就是非常细或者是非常可爱，像他那一种表现出氛围可以让人家觉得非常的 impressed， 非常感动。
So the most important takeaway from this is that he realized that he doesn't need to make everything very sophisticated or delicate or beautiful. As long as he could bring through that feeling and that emotion and the essence.
对，当然可爱的女孩子还是非常重要。
But of course, the most important thing is still the cute girls.
My question for you is, because I know Colorful Jeans just came out here in America last month, you just recently touched on retouching a lot of the pictures that you did for that, but would you ever consider doing a follow-up to Colorful Dreams, perhaps from a newer perspective compared to your younger self?
Giving him ideas.
you do like Colorful Dreams as well, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Tomo told me about that.
Thank you. 我觉得我那个时候是就画 Carbon Dream 那一种，那个时候是那种就是像是那种初恋那个时候的那种，每个男生刚开始情窦初开画出来的东西。
嗯，
那我现在有三个小朋友，画东西一定是不同的，说不定会更黑暗很多。
So he said when he was doing Colorful Dreams, it was when he first came out, it was 2006. So it was like, you know, a boy's first love. So it's like these very naive and pure feelings, simple feelings. But now life is a lot more complicated for him. He has a family, he has children, so I think he's joking. He was just saying that the things that he might come up with, the art that he might come up with, maybe a little bit darker, a little bit more complicated.
所以现在如果出续集的话，可能就会充满了绝望、恐怖、血腥的感觉。
So he said that if there's a next part or like a creative from his current perspective, it might be a bit bloody and a little bit dark, a little bit, you know, problematic. Yeah, nightmarish. So maybe not. I think he's joking.
Photography and illustration seem to be very separate art form for you. Do you ever illustrate what you see in daily life instead of reaching for your camera? For example, images of children or spaces that appeal to you?
我觉得摄影它对我而言它的重点是真实，对，那画画对我而言是把我幻想的东西画出来，所以不会存在一个东西是就是那种，如果说我想要拍一个东西的话，就是因为它那么真实又那么奇特，所以我会想要把它拍下，而不会想要用画，因为用画的话那就不是真的东西了。对。
So to him photography represents realismhow things actually are, and the drawing and his art is more like his imagination of something. So let's say if he goes into something and he sees that he wants to capture the actual reality of that thing, then he definitely would go for photography as opposed to illustration.
那对我而言，拍照它必须要，它的重点在于真实。那对我画画而言，我觉得它重点在于把我脑袋的东西投射出来。对，我觉得这两者是完全不一样的。
Yeah, so that's why he feels like it's a little different because when he takes a photograph, he's taking the thing as it is. But then when he's doing an illustration, then he's projecting whatever's in his imagination onto that scene.
So I believe you've also illustrated Okita Gumi Kyoko, right? Wanted to ask, like, have you read through it? What's your reaction towards illustrating another Mitsuyo Ising work, like a different one aside from Monogatari series?
So was his reaction to this work different from his work for Monogatari?
I wanted to curious reaction to the work. And also like his thoughts on illustrating another Mitsuyo Ising work.
金日子系列在一开始的时候他就跟物语有不同的读者取向，他希望是更女生也会去看的那一种作品，所以我在绘画的时候就是针对于说女生会喜欢的元素去再增加一点。
So he thinks that particular series is targeted towards a different audience. And he thinks that it's more maybe female oriented as well. Mm-hmm. So when he's illustrating, he would keep that in mind and within his illustrations.
Mm-hmm. 那可能是多一点，譬如说时尚的 fashion 的感觉，或者是多一点温柔的感觉，对。那跟物语这种比较，比较男生在看的是走不一样的路线。
So it's he would focus more a little bit more maybe on the fashion aspect of it and make it gentler and softer as opposed to like something that's more say male oriented.
Yeah. So. 他说另外一个他就是说、那个、
你对这个著 作,
作品的感觉、
作品感觉
所以就是西威老师可以写出那么多风格不一样 的作品，我觉得非常不可思议，有时候会怀疑他是不是有很多人是一个其实是一个工作室的，不是一个人。
So he's saying that he's really amazed that 李秀堂can create so many different styles of writing or of novels. And he sometimes wonders if it's actually studio and not one person.
但事实上，因为见过他，所以知道他是只有一个人。
But because they've met, so you know it's actually one person.
How's your time been in New York, in New York City? Is it your first time in New York?
Yeah, it's his first time in New York. Yeah. 你觉得纽约怎么样？第一次来？
我对纽约那种新旧交融的那种感觉，反正非常的有趣，就是。旧的建筑物非常非常老旧，那新的又非常的就走在世界的 top 尖端那种感觉，就是那个冲突感是让我激起我的创作欲望那种感觉。
He actually really likes the juxtaposition between the old architectural structures and the new ones. So we have some buildings that are very old, hundreds of years old, but then like right next to it might be like a building that is just being built that is like.Right, exactly. So he says that kind of contrast actually inspires him and inspires him to want to create.
So since digital art is such a rapidly changing landscape, do you find yourself having pressure to continually improve as an artist?
我觉得我自己是一直在学习新的东西，就是无论是现在的新技术或者是现在流行的画风我都会去参考，对，但是又同时会避免说自己完全被就是完全改变变成不像我现在的风格，所以我会缓慢的去调整，对，然后去做新的尝试。
So he said that he's always learning new tech and also learning the new styles that are currently available, but he also does not want his style to be too influenced by these rapid movements to digital technology and art styles. So he would observe them, learn about them, and then slowly adjust his own style and his own technique according to them.
So...Has a visual take on a character that you've done, whether it be for Missy Olson or for some other author, has your visual take ever helped to evolve a character's portrayal later on down the line of the story of the said character?
对，我觉得在现在的那个轻小说里面呢、啊，这种现象应该是还蛮普遍的。对，就是互相影响。有时候作家他的描述并不会那么完整。对，那画家可能画出来的时候，让作家觉得，哎，就是这个造型，他可以再把它写回去作品，那之后就变成互相影响，这种情况应该是蛮常见的。
He said that is actually pretty common in light novels because when the author writes about this character, the author may not have a very well-formed idea of exactly what this character looks like or what this character's personality is. So when he illustrates this character according to him, that actually might then feed back into the author's imagination of this character. And then, but he says it's pretty common, this kind of like mutually influencing cycle.
Wow, really?
Very neat. 因为如果譬如说那个小说一开始的时候主角的发型就譬如说女生的发型她没有描述，然后作家画成短发，那小说如果后来又说这个角色是长发的话，那简直像是对那个作家对那个画的人 好像在冒犯一样的感觉。
So for example, let's say if the artist, the author wrote something, it doesn't have any description of the hair, but then when the artist depicts this person, the person has short hair, so if the novelist then goes back and writes, oh, she has long hair, it's like kind of openly disagreeing with the artist's depiction or imagination of this character. So that's why there's like this feedback loop.
So, simple question, but this might actually be difficult. What's the most unusual thing you've drawn?
大概是肌肉的，充满肌肉的男性。
Muscular man.
我们一定没有看过。
He doesn't think that it's existed yet, so you probably haven't seen it. What his version of it?
像是那个超级赛亚人那样的。
Like someone like Super Saiyan, you probably haven't seen from him.
So I look forward to it.
他说很期待。
With the many adaptations of Bakemonogatari, you know, like with the old great manga and the anime as well from Studio Chef, so what are your thoughts on all these different renditions of the characters? Do you have any like reactions, inspirations, etc.?
我觉得不同的媒体它会有它的客群在，对，还有不同的作家有他不同的风格，对，我觉得那是都是。我都是非常觉得非常非常棒。
He thinks they're all great because every artist has their own style and kind of own way of portraying these characters. So he thinks, you know, everyone has a different comes with it with a different thinking.
那我有时候我会尽量避免受到他们影响，就是但是有时候看到他设计的一个地方比我好的时候，我会觉得。好像可以再拿回来用这种感觉。
I mean, he tries to avoid being influenced by these different other different renditions. But if he sees something and he's like, oh, this is actually like I could use that, so he might borrow it for his own version. So,
can you explain the origin of the name Gokan?
从一个电玩而来的。
It's from a game actually, and it's like fan is actually a fan of this game, which is starts with Bo.
B-O.
So he's actually a fan of this game, so it became Bo fan.
So since you were able to use a lot of the techniques you learned during your architecture studies in your current illustrations, do you think your illustrations would look a lot different now if you hadn't studied architecture at all?
Good.我在建筑的时候其实不算是一个好学生，就是那种勉强毕业的，对，所以我觉得建筑对我影响并没有那么大，反而是摄影这个嗜好带我对我影响比较大。
So actually, he said he wasn't a very good architecture student. So the influence of architecture on his style is actually minimal. Well, not as much as you would imagine. But he thinks that compared to that, photography has influenced him a lot more.
Question I'd like to ask a lot of my guests, be it voice actors or musicians or everything, is a little something called Three Character Island. So for Vofan's, my question for him is, if you found yourself stuck on a deserted island, which three characters that you've illustrated would you like to have by your side to keep you sane and safe until your imminent rescue, and why?
Well, yeah.
喜诺布，
戴喜诺布好。哎，戴喜诺布的大人的版本，还有少女的版本，还有小孩的版本。
He wants to bring the child, young adult and adult versions of 喜诺布。
对，它各有不同的用途。
Because they're all very different and they. Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a cheating appealing answer, but that's all right.
So first let me introduce myself, Seth Byrne from Anime Herald.
Hi.
Your passion,
No, please.
Your passion for photography is notable. Is there anywhere in New York that you would like to visit and shoot?
我会很想要去那种废弃的建筑。
像布鲁克林那个区域，
对啊，就是那种感觉，我不知道，因为这种资讯是网络上，就是并不是那种旅游书会有，
对对对，
对，所以我没有那么清楚那个纽约哪些地方有这种废弃的建筑，就像是我只知道像底特律有很多废弃工厂，那让我就是非常向往，那我不知道纽约有哪些那种
So he actually needs your help on this, because he really likes shooting pictures of like abandoned places. So like ruins, abandoned warehouses, yeah. But he doesn't really know, because he's like, this is not something that tourism books would actually tell you. Like, go to this abandoned house over here. But he really likes taking pictures of those. So
something like Detroit City has a lot of abandoned factories.
There's places in the Bronx. I'll send their addresses to Tomo. Tomo can forward them to you.
Tomo 可以, 他会把那个地址发给 Tomo, 然后Tomo可以发给你。
他有研究，然后就会发给。可是我很怕在美国被警察带走。
He doesn't want to get arrested in the US. So
我在台湾拍的时候有遇过几次警察，可是台湾的警察都是非常的友善的，他们会跟我聊一聊，然后让我继续拍。
So he actually had run-ins with cops. Like, this is not a joke. He actually has had run-ins with cops in Taiwan. But then the cops in Taiwan are relatively friendly, and they would ask him a few questions and let him on his way to continue taking pictures. If you've seen the book, there is one about him not sneaking around, but going into these back alleys and just taking pictures of stuff that people have abandoned or just left in the back alley. So these are the kind of things that he likes to capture.
If you had to personify bubble tea, what would she look like?
那个bubble tea的女孩子。哦，要，就是bubble tea的女孩是怎么样？对啊，不真的说那个。哦，对啊，就是那。我觉得是又香又软绵绵，很好吃的感觉，女孩子。Then
it'd be very fragrant, nice fragrance, very soft, very chewy. So that would be the type of, a girl, the personification of bubble tea.
Perfect. I guess you touched upon it earlier, but are there any more places in Taiwan that kind of had an influence on your art and stories that you'd like to share about that?
台湾的地方影响到我的画作，因为你现在书里面有几个地方，对对对，就是看有没有什么其他地方是影响到你的画作。哦。在台湾，因为我的老家在台南，对，那我是还蛮想要画画台南的，只是因为反而就是你生长的地方，你可能没有好好的去看，对，那反而是之后，就是你之后可能在不同的地方你会仔细的观察，那这点还我觉得就是还蛮可惜的。So
he's actually from Tainan. Which is actually a place that doesn't appear in his book. So he really would, and he thinks that the place that you're closest to, the place that you're from, you actually pay the least attention to. So he thinks that's a shame, and he would love to go back and like kind of think about the place and then write about it.
Yeah.
Draw about it.
就像是很多纽约人也没有去过百老汇看过一样。
For example, a lot of New Yorkers haven't been to Broadway to see musicals, so.
As you mentioned earlier, Makoto Shinkai has been a major inspiration for you. Was Vertigo aware of this when they contacted you to draw the Voices of a Distant Star novel, or did you reach out?
因为我以前跟那个 Vertigo 合作的时候，我就有提过那个我很崇拜、我很喜欢新海老师的作品。不知道，完全是个巧合。哦，真的。那完全觉得不是。哦，这样子哈。那没关系，因为说我。然后后来才知道他们吓得要死。哦，这样子啊。对。OK。
So Lin Sang, who is back there, she's Wolfan's editor. She said that actually. Wolfan thought they knew, but Ms. Ling corrected him and said that actually they had no idea.
我以为 Vertigo 知道我很喜欢新海，现在我现在才知道他们不知道。
So this is a surprise to him as well. So he just found out at this moment that they did not know, and that it was a complete coincidence, and that. Yeah, so they were kind of shocked too.
那我很感谢他给我这样的机会。But
he's very grateful for the chance.
对，我这边解释一下，就是说，Vertigo基本上小说他们都比较希望使用Original的封面来制作。那，不然，先翻译给他听一下，就是因为希望用Original的封面来制作的关系，那觉得新海先生的作品跟他或许比较蛮搭的，想试试看问他有没有机会可以。
So Vertigo likes to use like original ideas or for their original artwork. Original artwork for the covers. So they just thought it might be a good idea to check this or try this combination of Bofan and Shinkai.
然后结果一来问的时候，我说他非常的喜欢，所以没有问题，他应该是会接下来。
And of course, when they asked him, he was really happy about it, and he immediately took the job.
所以完全是一个巧合。
So that was a complete miracle. Coincidence.
Miracle.
It's a miracle.
So what is the one place in Taiwan that you feel that all tourists must visit, and why?
我很喜欢那个宜兰花莲台东，就是台湾的东边。嗯。
So there's a place called Yilan, which is the east coast of Taiwan, and he thinks that's very beautiful, and he thinks that everyone should go there if they get a chance.
He's emphasizing that in the east part of Taiwan, there are three prefectures, Yilan, Hualien, and Taitung, three prefectures, and he highly recommends those three places due to the nice scenery over there.
对，那个地方就是不像其他地方可以快速的，就是交通方就交通并不是那么方便，所以它有一种就是与世隔绝的感觉。The
transportation there is not as convenient as other places, so it feels like a little bit separated from the rest of the world or society. So feels like a different world in a way.
那来台湾的游客几乎大部分都是待在台北，我觉得它是比较可惜。
So most of the tourists who go to Taiwan, they end up going to Taipei. So he thinks that's quite a shame, and that they should check out the east coast of Taiwan.
You're here at Anime NYC, surrounded by people of various backgrounds and upbringings, united for their love of anime, manga, and light novels. What have you taken from this experience here at Anime NYC, and how has it maybe influenced your future works as it would be?
我觉得参加这种活动，就是它有很大价值，在于说可以认识不同国家的人，那他们对我作品的看法跟我在亚洲或者是台湾是可能是不一样的。那些东西可以，就是让我觉得原来是世界上有这么多人有。 对同一个东西有不同的想法,
对。So actually, as you said, coming here and being in touch with people with from so many different countries and so many different backgrounds actually gives them a look into the different perspectives that people bring to his artwork. So he thinks it's very interesting to see how different people view his the same thing, the same artwork.
就像他刚刚说那两个神明是 monster 一样，我觉得那是。 让我觉得非常有趣,
so. He thinks, like before, when you refer to the two gods as monsters, he thought that was very interesting because, you know, that's kind of, to him, it was different.
Yeah.
因为那个东西在台湾就是大部分人都知道那是两个就是一高一矮的神明，那他不知道那是因为就是文化完全不同。
So in Taiwan, it would be, people would probably know that it's two gods who are well known, and one is taller, one is shorter.
Right.
But of course, culturally, you would not have any idea of that.
Yeah.
So there's a very
monsters or ghosts or whatever.
Right, exactly. So it's actually gods in Taiwan.
Actually, before I even get to my question, I just want to mention one neighborhood. The hole in Queens is a unique area for you to possibly photograph. It's an area that's 30 feet below sea level, just randomly in the city. You can't even build sewage systems there. It's a pain in the ass to get there, and it might be an interesting place for you to go photograph. It's H-O-L-E, The Hole. It's a neighborhood.
Where is it?
It's The Hole.
The Hole.
It's Queens.
Queens. Just Queens, The Hole.
Queens, there's five boroughs.
It's not pushing. 所以他说那个地方可能是会你有兴趣去拍照
推荐的地方。
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
So, 我以后如果自己来纽约旅行，没有工作，没有带小孩的话，我一定会参考你的建议。
If he's here next time, like on his own, and he's not working, not with his family, he will definitely go where you recommend.
好，因为我带小孩的话，我就只能让他们去中央公园这一类的地方，没有办法带他们到这种地方去。
Because he's with his family, he could only go to places like Central Park and, you know, to bring them there.
Understood. His art style has developed quite a bit over the years from what we've seen in the original first book of Colorful Dreams to what we see him producing today. How has he been able to develop and evolve his style?
He's just going to keep learning and improving.
Right. 要让自己像是一块海绵一样，就是一直觉得自己不够，对，然后一直去吸收新的东西。就是我觉得我的创作一直在画完以后，我很有自信，到看到别人的作品以后觉得很灰心，一直在这样子摆荡，然后才就可以去进步。
So there's a certain humility that he thinks you should bring to your art, and you also should always be a sponge and you soak up or take up all the knowledge or all the things that you see. So in that way, then whenever he creates something, he feels like, oh, it's pretty good. But then he sees someone else's artwork and he's like, okay, it's not that great. And then he's like, you kind of go between the two, and that's how you continue to improve.
We have one more question. It's mostly been asked and answered. So we would just like to say thank you for taking the time to speak with us. It's been a pleasure.
谢谢你啊，非常高兴跟你就是聊天，宝宝。Thank you.
Thank you. 大家的问题都非常就是非常有趣，觉得回答得非常开心。
He really likes your questions, and he's really enjoyed answering them.
Do you happen to request a Shinobu cosplay for your booth?
你有没有特别要求要寻求我在那边摊位那边出现？
没，那个是那个，我完全不知道，我完全没有去安排什么 cosplay 或者是要求，对，那都是我不知道他们是编那个问题有安排，或者是他自愿的，这完全不知道。
It's not by request, not by his request. It's actually completely either by accident, like the cosplayer, they hired a cosplayer and then they came as Shinobu, or that Vertigo decided to ask someone to cosplay as Shinobu. But, you know, in the end, everything worked out, so.
It's definitely, it was an arrangement.
Oh,
I
think,
they hired a cosplay company.
Misaki?
Yeah. Oh. And then said the character name and then one request was called Shinobu.
Right, well, I mean, we did, Kodansha has a long-time partnership in Los Angeles, finding a professional cosplayer to cosplay a character at our request, so that was our arrangement, without him knowing. It's supposed to be a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah.我很喜欢
really,
very happy.
They really like this for surprise.
这个不要写进去，要不然我老婆看到怎么办？
Please don't write this now, or else my wife get mad.
Okay.
Any anime, manga, light novels that's caught your attention over the past two years?
动画我很喜欢《天元突破》。
He really likes Tengen Toppa.
布雷纳冈，
布雷纳冈，布雷纳冈。
然后还有很喜欢金敏的作品。
伊玛萨多西，金敏的。
伊玛萨多西。
The you know Millennium Actress, Tokyo Godfather.
萨多西康。
是吗？是吧？金敏。金敏，萨多西康是吗？
萨多西康
的
，Yes。
Yes. Sorry, just kind of.
Yeah.
Is there a specific like genre of manga or light novels that you would love to illustrate for, but you haven't yet?
Oh, 我特别喜欢尝试那种黑暗血腥的。
I guess murder mysteries or something like that.
Like dark,
dark,
blood, mystery,
bloody
mystery type. He likes to challenge.
对，所以我有接那种，就是有人写一些那恐怖故事的，我会画得蛮开心的，因为那跟我平常创作的是完全不同类型。但是就是可 可以去挑战那种恐怖的题材是我非常觉得非常兴奋。
He actually likes illustrating horror stories, so whenever he gets an assignment to illustrate a horror story, he's actually really happy because it's very different from what he normally does. So that's like a challenge to him.
Well, first of all, it is truly a pleasure to be talking to you. Your artwork is truly beautiful and very dreamlike. If you're allowed to say, what can we expect next from you?
刚刚他提的那个 Colorful Dream 用现在的那个心情来画续篇，感觉蛮有意思的。如果有机会画，但是并没有。那另外一个就是，如果物语系列能出画集的话，就是最近的那个期待，大概是这个样子。
So there are two things. Number one, the suggestion that you gave him about like using his own like world right now and doing kind of a companion piece to Colorful Dreams. And the second one is if the Monogatari series decides to have an art book, then that would be something that he would look forward to doing.
Excellent.
Just a technical question. What tools and programs do you use to create your art?
用电脑和数位板。
So it's tablet and the computer.
Yeah.
Like software, right?
Yeah, it's software.
基本键方面。Clip Studio Paint.
Clip Studio Paint.
Yeah.
Okay. 然后又最后再用 Photoshop 去调整颜色。
Then he will adjust the colors in Photoshop. Yeah.
还有那个制造那个模糊的感觉。
Oh, and also he likes to create a feeling of like a blur it up that, yeah.
The blur effect.
Yeah, the blur effect.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the dream in us comes from.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the 60 minutes.